grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So it's hard for me, as a white man of Scandinavian heritage, well-educated, with a solid income, married to a white university professor, to understand what life must have been like for Ruth. She was married off by her father to a foreign man, a native of their hereditary enemies, who had only lived in the country for a few years. She had no choice. But she did have a choice when Naomi resolved to return alone to Israel. Ruth could have stayed in Moab, in the culture and among the people she knew, but she chose otherwise. She chose to care for someone who was alone in the world, chose to stay and go with Naomi to a country where she, Ruth, would be surrounded by people who had been taught, for example, by the prophet Zephaniah, that Moab shall become like Sodom, a waste forever, and the remnant of my people shall plunder them. But despite what must have been terrible fear, despite what must have been terrible prejudice, Ruth chose to go where Naomi goes and to make Naomi's people her people. And she chooses this out of love for Naomi and a sense of kindred suffering. Both of them widows, both of them mourning, both of them bereft of family. I think one of the reasons I love this text is because of the honesty of it. Naomi returns to Bethlehem, to the land and people of her youth, and people remember her. They know who she is, they welcome her, but despite their welcome, despite her return to a people and a land she knows, despite the love of Ruth and Ruth's commitment to stay with her, Naomi's loss permeates her view of life, permeates her understanding of who she is and who God is. She proclaims herself, renames herself Mara, which means bitter. The story of Naomi is a story that rings true to those who lose their spouses, to cancer or COVID, to war or to racial violence. The story of Naomi is a story that rings true to those whose children die of suicide or drug overdoses, who die in war or in peace. When faced with the loss of love and hope and safety and security, sometimes all we have left is weeping. Sometimes with Naomi, we see that the whole of our lives is lost, and so we understand, call me bitter, because the Lord has dealt bitterly with me. In the last 6 months, people who have lost loved ones to the pandemic have reason to be bitter. In the last 6 months, people who have lost their jobs have reason to be bitter. In the last 400 years, people who have lost their humanity because it was denied to them based on their skin color or their national origin or their religion or their native language have a reason to be bitter. And what was Ruth's response to Naomi? Both when she wanted to go home alone and when she voiced her bitterness, her fear, her abandonment and anger, her response was to stay and care and listen. Not to lecture, not to criticize, not to explain away the pain that Naomi was in. Ruth said, "I will go with you." And then Ruth said, "Let me go to the fields and glean. Let me go find food for you and for me. Find food by gathering food left over after the harvest has been completed, after the professionals have completed their work." Ruth literally follows the workers and picks up whatever they leave behind. And notice that this voluntary service of her mother-in-law is dangerous for her. Because even 2,500 or 2,700 years ago, being poor is dangerous. Ruth knows she can't just gather in any field, but in the field of someone who finds favor on her, a poor Moabite woman. And then both Boaz and Naomi say to her, stay in this field, because in other fields the young men might abuse you. So Ruth, knowing her mother-in-law, who she loves, is mired in bitterness and despair and endangers herself out of love for her to feed them both. And someone takes pity on them and provides not just food, but security. Endangering herself out of love for someone in need is a theme that makes sense to me in 2020. My parents live in the suburbs of Baltimore and are in their 70s. They have strictly quarantined themselves during COVID-19. My sister has a 4-year-old and lives in the zip code in the city of Baltimore with the highest incidence of COVID-19 in the state. And so my sister has been strictly quarantining. But she leaves the house and shops and takes groceries and takeout once a week to my parents throughout this time of pandemic. She's frustrated and angry about the pandemic, like we all are. She's scared of getting my parents or her family sick, but she risks going forth out of love for her husband and son and parents. She cares for them by risking herself. It's a story that makes sense to us Christians. But it's also a story that makes sense to those in the African American community. From slaves who helped other slaves escape slavery, risking their lives for the sake of others, to slaves who stood up for themselves, like George Washington's slaves, Hercules Posey and Ona Judge, who abandoned their enslavement while Washington was president in Philadelphia. It makes sense to African Americans like Mamie Till, who stood for justice after the murder of her son, Emmett. And for those who worked and advocated for Black lives from the 1860s and 1920s, when speaking up for African Americans often meant death at the hands of a mob, until today, when it can mean arrest and abuse and hospitalization and still sometimes death. But whether we're talking about people working for racial and social justice today, or talking about those risking their lives to care for quarantined parents, or in hospitals or nursing homes or doctor's offices, we recognize that those serving those who are suffering, even when they aren't nice, even when they are despairing and angry, is the story of Ruth. And it's the story of faith. Ruth is a biblical story, and in none of its 2,500 words do we hear the word of God pronounced. God doesn't speak to Ruth. God doesn't speak to Naomi. God doesn't speak to Boaz or Elimelech. But the people of God, from the ancient Hebrews to Christians and Jews around the world today, recognize in the story of Ruth and Naomi a testament to living in terrible times. A testament to love in terrible times. Like the love of Mamie Till for her son and for Black people throughout the nation. Like the love of doctors and nurses for even the crotchetiest and most recalcitrant patients. Like the love of children keeping their parents safe in the pandemic. Like the love of protesters risking their physical safety to call attention to injustice. Ruth is recognized as a scripture text and as a narrative for 2,500 years as a story that teaches us what loving God and loving others looks like. And for that, we can all be grateful. Amen.